Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I'm out pounding the pavement again this morning. It's a beautiful crisp morning here, so I am just enjoying some sunshine. So today I wanted to talk about a question that sometimes I get asked from people about continuous learning and my approach to it, because in order to achieve success, it requires this unrelenting appetite for growth, and it also requires a lot of focus and an incredible work ethic. And it's something that I believe you have to continuously work at, otherwise you'll find that you'll go through phases where, oh yeah, I'm focused on, let's just say it's reading a book, and yeah, you put the book down and maybe you read it for a week or so, you haven't finished the book yet, and then you come back to it in a few weeks' time. Maybe you don't even finish it. There are so many books that remain on people's bookshelves that they've either never read, partially read, and they lose that momentum because of everything that happens in our lives in a transactional sense that distracts us from the potential transformational things that can happen from the continuous learning. And one of the greatest regrets that I have in my life is from a very young age, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard this before, but from the age of 11, I'm not going to go into the story a lot, but from the age of 11, I started to learn the bagpipes. There's a whole backstory to that, but I then went on to play in the world championships, how old was I? Like 12 years later. And that was a big part that changed my life, but it was the journey and all the hard work and everything that I put in while I was a child to create that focus, create that work ethic, etc., to achieve the success that I wanted. Now, I remember that was in the space of obviously music and achievement. As a student, I was not a particularly great academic type of student. Music was my best subject when I was allowed to tailor the subject to more bagpipes. I got the highest mark in Australia during my HSC, which is now VCE, for music. And I was the best in the country at what I did, and that's what enabled me to then go on to compete in the world championships. And when I was 16, I remember going to, came from a town called Bendigo, and I was in the local big news agency there, and they used to have, back in the days when news agencies sold books, and I was having a look through all these different books. And for whatever reason, I was never drawn to read novels. I just didn't enjoy novels. And that was probably because at high school, we were learning things like Macbeth and Othello and, all these ancient sort of types of texts that it was hard to read. It was in old English, and it's like I didn't understand what they were talking about. I didn't understand why we had to understand these old novels, and I was more left brain, so I didn't understand how to write properly and all that kind of stuff. So I was naturally drawn not to those books, but to more books where I could learn. I remember picking up this book that was called Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, and I bought it because I thought, wow, I just had I read the back of it, the title obviously did something for me, resonated with me, and then I bought the book. Now, I never finished the book, and I think there were parts of the book that probably put me off. Like, obviously, I'm more open now to some of these things, but the book is, I don't know, I'll say religious in some parts where it's referring to God a lot, and how that's an important part of you being positive, etc., etc. And that part didn't resonate with me, but there are other parts that certainly did. But I never finished the book, and so in not finishing the book, that didn't then lead to this appetite to, say, find another book like that or to implement the strategies that this book talked about. And it wasn't probably till 20 years later that I, well, maybe it's less than that, where I started to then have this appetite for learning again. Now, even though I was learning in everything that I was doing from a career perspective and so forth, this is different. Like, it's reprogramming your thinking. You're just looking at things in a completely different lens, if you like. Thinking about things differently, processing things differently. And I really enjoyed that part about the mindset and what we had. Morning. And what we had the capacity to do. So I started to get back into doing that. So now that kind of leads me to what are the things that I have now worked out over many, many decades as to what works for me. Like I say, from that early age of having this appetite for success, even though it was in music, it made me really focus and in that particular space and create this appetite for being my best. And then when I found the right sort of content, probably where I really got back into it heavily was about 13 years ago. And then you've heard me talk about this before, but I felt like my mindset was good, but I wanted to be better. I'm like, there's something holding me back. I'm not the best me. I had a lot of negative self-talk for many decades, and I wanted to change that. And so I found Tony Robbins' programs. I think I got every program that he had. I listened to those. I did the work. And that really did have a great impact on changing me. I didn't understand why I was doing the work, but I said, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. This guy has had so much success, and you hear so many success stories about people that have changed. So I'm just going to trust the process. And I was doing these exercises and incantations and doing all this stuff that I didn't understand at some points why I was doing it, but thought, I'm just going to do it anyway, and hopefully the dots will connect down the track, which they did. And then it was like, I remember I had this aha moment. I was like 2 weeks into this particular program, maybe 10 days, and I'm like, now I understand why I had to do that right back at the beginning. And it was a really special moment for me. And then for probably 3 years, every single day, I mean every single day, and every time I got in the car, and this is when I was doing outdoor boot camps and stuff, so I'd be in the car a bit, normally twice a day at least, and I would pop in the CD. And I'd hear the words and I'd be able to, you know, speak along with him and all that kind of stuff. And it really did have a massive impact in making me to never be able to think about anything negatively ever again. And I did speak about this in the last couple of days on this show. And so that was really powerful for me. So then I realized that that's the type of learning that I really enjoyed, because it changed me. It changed my thinking. Now, it didn't change everything. What that did was it changed the way that I process things in my brain, but it didn't change my bank account for my business. And that frustrated me. It was just like, man, I've achieved all this personal change, but it's not changing my business, because they specialize in the mind, not the business. And so then I just came across, because I had this appetite again for growth and success. So I just keep going to particular events, and that's how I found my current coach, JT. And what he has done for me has changed the DNA of my thinking. I've told him this. The DNA of my thinking about success, about business, and wait for that truck to go past. And so what I have learned is this is the person that I need to be around. This is the person that I want to absorb his content, because in many ways, I think we've had similar backgrounds. He's had obviously way more success than I have, but I can relate to where he's come from and what he's going through. and that's important. So what I do now every day, I'm listening, absorbing, doing the work, doing the exercises every single day, creating this consistent, unrelenting work ethic to help me grow. So what's the message here? You need to find somebody that you resonate with, somebody that's had a tremendous amount of success, astronomical amount of success compared to you. And that is the person that, assuming that you like their values, their beliefs, their morals, etc., there's nothing illegal going on, then that is the person that you want to absorb. Maybe it's a couple of people. For me personally, when I started to get into JT more, I found that the Tony Robbins stuff had taken me so far, it was time to now step away from that, because I had now gotten what I wanted to get out of that, and it was now time for me to move on, because I continued to progress that mindset and do some really great work in that space. So now I'm working with JT a lot. For me personally, I find that I have to work with very specific coaches. Let's just say I had multiple business coaches. That wouldn't work for me. It's like, because no one thinks like JT. So that you're going to get different opinions, right? I just want to go with the one that I resonate with the best and just do what it is that they do and what they tell me to do, because he knows me very well. That's what works for me in that space. So then I do that every single day. The other things in terms of the continuous learning part, how I approach it, is I make sure that my health is always in great shape. Now, does that mean I don't get run down, don't get tired, and annually I seem to, around November, I tend to get a cold, a flu, chest infection, that sort of thing. Yes, of course I'm human. I do get those things, but because my health is so much better than most people my age, and even younger than me, it enables me to have a better level of energy and level of focus, to enabling me to get a lot more things done. And that has been an important part of my continuous learning, which might sound weird, but if you don't have the energy and you don't have the focus, and I say them in that order because energy usually comes first, and then when you've got more energy, you start to be able to focus on multiple different things. But what I learned through my coach is I need to focus more on, you know, one thing, get that done, and then move on to other things. Focus on where you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck. So that has been an important part of my continuous learning. So the energy, the focus. Now I can focus on the importance of growing every single day, because that's what my coach does. That's what he tells me to do. The other part is about building relationships. That's an important part of continuous learning. If you want to become better, you need to add value to people. You need to build more relationships. And so through listening to my coach, through writing notes, through his podcasts and interviews and his coaching sessions and so forth, that's how I also become better. So that's really important as well. Some other practice. So what I'm doing is every day I'm recording two podcasts myself. I'm listening to my coach every single day. I'm writing notes. I'm taking actions. I do listen to all of his programs at different times, and I'm writing notes and I'm learning. I'm saying, okay, what is the action that I can take away from this? Because if you just mindlessly listen, you're going to forget 98% of it. You take notes, you've got a way better chance of remembering things and going back to a place to refer to it when you listen to a program again, because you shouldn't be just listening once. Sometimes you need to listen 3, 4, 5 times. He's got a book as well, so I'll go through and read his book, and there'll be certain elements that perhaps I'm looking at a particular point in time. So I'll maybe not read the whole book, but I might read a chapter or two, because that's where I need some growth at that particular time. I listen to his podcast so that I can listen to what are the questions that he's asking, and what can I learn from that? How can I use those questions when I'm interviewing people as well. And it just makes me a better person from a podcast perspective, but also from a networking perspective and the way that I can add value to others. I show up to my coaching sessions. I have my group coaching on a Friday night. I always attend that, even though it can be at midnight Australia time. I always show up to that. I attend, I'm part of other groups within my coach's network, and I show up for those as well. I follow what he does on his TikTok videos and what he YouTube videos and the podcast that he does, so that I can learn more as well. It's helping me grow. I'm also I read the Wall Street Journal every day, because that gives me yes, it's an American publication, but it does give a global perspective of like big events, big global events. I look at Forbes as well online, and I don't subscribe to that one. I subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, but Forbes tend to send out a summary of some headlines, which is sometimes a little bit different to the Wall Street Journal, and I can tap into those. I will look at, say, Apple News that they put up from time to time, and also the browser on my computer, which can be, is it Bing? Maybe that. And when you open up the browser, it gives you the like local news, as in Australian news, as to what's going on. And I'll look at the headlines. A lot of the stuff they put in there can be like cheesy stuff, like celebrity stuff. I might glance at it to see, okay, is that a celebrity that I've met? Is it something that I need to know about? I usually won't click on it, because it's normally a lot of BS stuff in there. I look at those things to get a bit of a global perspective and local perspective of what's going on. I tend to not watch the TV news, to be honest. I tend to read about that. I'll read books around areas where I want to get better. So, for instance, when it comes to experiences and customer service, I'll read books about who are the market leaders in providing the world's best service, and how can I adapt that to what it is that I want. So I look for different areas where I want to get better. I want to provide, you know, better experiences for my clients, etc. And that's what I do. So I have other coaches as well. I have a coach that helps with my CRM and some digital marketing automation and stuff. That's more hands-on, like how do you actually do this to get it to set up that automated process. So he's been good in that space. And I have had a strength and conditioning coach before. I don't use him at the moment. I'm very much in control of what it is that I want to do, and very, very much on track and focused in that space as well. But they're kind of the main things that I do to help me continuously grow, continuously learn, continuously improve. There are other things from time to time as well. I like Dr. Phil. So Dr. Phil's got some great books out there, and from time to time I think I've got every book he's got written. I'll look at maybe it's a particular part of one of his books. I find them easy to read, that I can see, okay, how can I use what he's talking about to bring it into my life. What I like about him is that his books provide you with work to do, which is how I wrote Awaken the Sexy Within, not even knowing that was how Dr. Phil did his books. It was just like, this is what makes sense to me. Don't just have a book for people to read. Have a book where people can read this part, and now it's time to implement. And so that's what Awaken the Sexy Within is all about. So I like his approach to that. And so there'll be different elements that you'll pick up from time to time. But what is revolving around all of my continuous improvement is I just focus every day on what can I do today to make today better than yesterday? What can I do to make me better? And there are those foundational things that I do every day. So I record two podcasts. I focus on my health a lot to give me that focus and that energy. I'm listening to my coach and doing work with my coach every single day. Sometimes I might do some extra work with him where I'm just listening. So I've got his voice in my head. I'm listening to a program I've listened to before and maybe just listening to, is there something new that's going to resonate with me today because I'm in a particular state of mind or a moment or I have a particular challenge. I'm doing those things. I'm reading the Wall Street Journal. I tend to do that usually at night. Sometimes it'll be in the morning, but I usually do that at night time or afternoon because I like to get the other things out of the way first thing in the morning. Sometimes I experiment with that and say, okay, do I get better outcomes if I do it in the morning? And I think that's a good thing for you to do. I tend to do my reading at night time, which can be tough. I tend to read for, I'll set a low marker of say 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes to half an hour, depends if I really get into it, but because I can be tired at night, that can make it challenging for me. I'm still experimenting with that one to find, is there a better time of the day for me to do that to get better outcomes so that I can be more consistent with it. And just showing up for my coaching sessions. So you've got to find those foundational things and just be really focused and have an unrelenting work ethic that you just want to get better and better every single day and know that, well, in order for you to achieve what it is that you want to achieve, perhaps you're not there yet. Most people aren't. So you've got to do things differently. You've got to do things more consistently. And part of your continuous learning is part of that. Don't just go out and read novels. Read content that is going to make you better. You say, has the Wall Street Journal make me better? Well, it's about business acumen. It's about worldly events, understanding what's going on so that when I am interviewing people for podcasts, when I am at networking events, when I am having conversations with clients, multiple every single day, then I just have this information in my head, which enables me to have better quality conversations with people. So that's my approach. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. If you want to get more energy, more focus into your life, then I'm your person. See you tomorrow.